Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations once again. It's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, representatives of the Narragansett Bay's Community Symphony Orchestra. I almost left out the community part, but that's very important, as we'll find out later. And we have the music director here who is returning. Christo is back once again, and welcome back. It's nice to have you with us.
It's great to see you, Mike. My goodness.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, COVID has changed us all.
Right. We actually did have to do a show together last spring.
Right.
And at that time, we had someone else with us, but we have a new guest, so a rookie is here. So you and I can take advantage. And the name is Cricket Young. Welcome, Cricket.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us. And Cricket is the vice president of NABSCO, as we call it. And how long have you been vice president? Is this your 20th term?
It is not. This is my first term. I've only been vice president since June.
Oh, so new, new. And how long with the organization?
I'm a founding member. I joined the organization before the first rehearsal in 2006.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you joined the organization at 10.
Not exactly.
Not exactly. But you do appear to be younger, so it's interesting that you've been involved in music your whole life.
I have. I started, my instrument is oboe. I'm also the principal oboe of the orchestra since the orchestra started. I started playing the oboe when I was 8 and joined the Greater Boston Youth Symphony Orchestra as the repertory orchestra in 8th grade. And I've been playing in full-size symphony orchestras almost constantly since then. There have been a few years here and there where I wasn't, but and that was part of my reason for joining what was RIPCO at the time, Rhode Island Philharmonic Community Orchestra, is that it was, even though I'm a freelance professional and I like to get paid to play the oboe when I can, a volunteer orchestra was really a good opportunity to get to play full symphony works like we play in NABSCO. And so when our founding conductor, John Eales, asked me about joining, I decided to give it a shot. And it's been a really great experience. I'm really glad to be in the orchestra.
Excellent. I'm sure most people are picturing an oboe or what they think an oboe looks like.
Right. It's not the one that sticks up in the air. That's the bassoon.
Right.
Oboe is a small double reed woodwind. It's a little bit smaller than a clarinet, but similar in appearance. It's black with silver keys.
Yeah, some people would think it was taller than you when you were 8.
No, the oboe's pretty small.
Okay. All right, Christo, we're here to talk about a concert that's going to be on Halloween. Is that by design or just happened the way the calendar worked out?
Both, I would say. And the time of the pandemic, boo as well. The time of the pandemic, we've had concerts on Halloween, right? Right, that weekend, Cricket?
Our concerts, our first concert of the year is frequently around the last Sunday in October.
Right. That's what I mean by the, it just worked out that way. It wasn't designed because of the music you're going to present.
Well, in a way, it's a holiday where we commemorate those that we've lost in many ways. So it lines up in a special way to memorialize what's happened during this whole pandemic. And also as we return into a life full of music making. And if you're wondering, yes, we will invite people to wear costumes if they would like to.
Well, I know that because of the current situation, obviously everyone will have to wear a mask. Now they can wear a mask over their mask, right?
I mean, I'm imagining you in your Beethoven outfit, Mike.
There you go. I think I could do that. Actually, I'll be in a similar situation. I'm performing that weekend nearby because we're not traveling very much right now in Worcester. on Saturday night, but I could be back Sunday afternoon for the main event.
So then we expect our audience members to come to both events, right?
Right. Your event is going to be at McVinney Auditorium on the 31st of October, and it's an afternoon performance. It's going to be at 3 o'clock, correct?
Exactly.
All right. And information about it is on the website, correct?
That's right. Our website is www.nabsco.org. That's N as in November, A, B as in Bravo, S-C-O, nabsco.org. And nabsco.org/events is where all of our concert schedules are posted.
All right. So November and Bravo, but you couldn't think of anything for S.
November, Alpha, Bravo, Sierra, Charlie, Oscar.
Okay, there you go. Wow, that was pretty quick. Okay. So a little bit more about cricket. You went to school locally in New England?
Not for college or grad school. I attended Stanford University in California. I come from a very science engineering oriented family. So when I wanted to study music, my parents said, sure, okay, you can double major. So I have dual bachelor's degrees in music and civil engineering. But I always wanted really to go on performing music and specifically oboe. So I went on to DePaul University in Chicago and got a master's degree in music performance there.
Excellent. Okay. And Christo, we talked about your background quite a bit last time, but you're relatively new as the music director.
Yeah, I began right as the pandemic set in. Right.
Perfect timing.
It's a perfect time for change.
Well, that's true.
Because the orchestra, we've changed everything, right? The website, the look, the brand, and even how we run and democratize decision making.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And the focus on, and I'm sure Christo, you'll talk about this some more, but the focus on programming a variety of composers, including many that really don't get enough playing time for the quality of music that there is out there.
Okay, speaking of the variety of music, why don't we get a little flavor into the program at this point? What did you bring with you?
So it's the program for this first concert is very interesting. You know, as we come out of COVID, I gave some serious thought was what piece of orchestral music can capture what everybody's been through. And so the pièce de résistance in this program is the Tchaikovsky Sixth Symphony, which has darkness, rich emotion, like striving for life, and an overall theme of death. And even in the end of the third movement sounds like such a great energetic end that people start applauding, thinking it's the end of the entire symphony. And then there's this entire fourth movement that's pretty dark.
Wait, I mean, tell me that's not the Delta variant right there.
They thought it was over, but it's not.
Exactly.
So it puts in music what you can't find words to express for what people have been going through during this whole period. And the starter on the program is Moncayo's Huapango, which is like Mexico's second national anthem. And cricket used to play it in orchestra in Mexico and had to play this all the time.
That's right.
Let you talk about it. But
yeah, so after graduate school, I got connected sort of through random happenstance. I got connected with the Orquesta Sinfónica de la Universidad Autónoma de Nuevo León in Monterrey,
exactly.
Mexico.
Exactly. You know, I was going to say that.
A friend of mine from graduate school who was a flutist had gotten hired down there, and when they needed an English horn, which is the tenor of the oboe family, she gave them my name and they called me up. I got the call on a Tuesday. I was on a plane on a Saturday to go and for a trial 4-week period playing down there to see if they liked me and if I wanted to live there. I mean, it was a full-time job playing in an orchestra. So it, even though I didn't speak Spanish yet at the time, I was like, sure, sign me up. And September in Mexico which is when I arrived there, is quite a bit like July in the U.S. for orchestras. It's popped music. It's the month of the Independence Day. A lot of people think that Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day. That's actually not accurate. It's September 16th. And so patriotic pops music all month, wall to wall. And this Moncayo Huapango is, it's played with the frequency and energy that Stars and Stripes Forever is played in the U.S. It's not at all the same kind of music, but it has a similar role, I think. I'm sure many people would have different viewpoints, but that was sort of my experience, was that it was just every time we did a Pops concert, Wapango was going to be on it. And it's such an energetic, fun piece. I actually played it for the first time as a wind ensemble arrangement in the DePaul Wind Ensemble in my master's program. But I got to play the orchestral version for the first time pretty much the moment I walked into the rehearsal hall in Monterrey.
All right. Well, let's give it a listen, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more. Thank you. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Cricket and Christo from the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra, and they are going to have their first performance of the season on Halloween, October 31st at McVinney Auditorium in beautiful downtown Providence at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And tickets are available, is that correct, Cricket?
Yes, you can get tickets on our website by going to nabsco.org/events and looking for the season opener concert. You can buy tickets right there from the website. You can also go to Eventbrite. Tickets are $15 general admission, $5 for students and seniors.
$5 for students and seniors.
That's right.
Wow, $5. Mm-hmm. What a great way to spend the afternoon. If it's if it's cold out, I can go into a heated space for $5.
That's why they call it a high five.
You know? Yeah. Right. Now, Christo, the organization, the orchestra itself, has been together for quite a few years, although reconfigured a few times, I believe, as Cricket mentioned. But always looking for new people, right?
Absolutely. If anybody out there has an instrument and is interested in playing it, they're welcome to audition for our orchestra. We just set up a whole new process, right, Cricket?
Yeah, that's right. And we've got a sign-up form on our website, nabsco.org. Look for the Play With Us link. And we've got information there about the excerpts that people will need to prepare to audition and also to sign up for auditions and learn more. We're especially always looking for... pretty much always have room for qualified string players, and we can take on wind, brass, and percussion players as substitutes, or sometimes we also have openings in the sections themselves.
I have a kazoo. Is there a spot for me?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. A very specific repertoire, but yes.
Okay. All right. Because that's about, I think that's
when we program some Ligeti, we will
all right. We got to
employ you.
we'll work that in.
But we are especially need, like the famous pop song, It's All About the Bass.
Okay, there you go.
We are especially in need of basses.
You're not going to do Slap That Bass, because that's another good song that, you know. All right, let's see. The orchestra itself plays a wide variety of music, I've noticed over the years when I've talked to the people representing your group before. There's lots of different things, but this concert is, would you say, pandemic-specific, kind of, Christo?
It's definitely, like, we just started rehearsals earlier in the fall, and to see the energy of the musicians, it feels like they hadn't done anything but sit in a room for a year and a
half.
They've
been caged up.
They've been caged up. And we started, yes, we released the,
you released
the gods out of them. And the level of enthusiasm that came from the group in that first rehearsal was just incredible. And it's the repertoire that really channels that, makes it possible for that to come out.
I'm sure that's going to be evident when people witness the concert on that afternoon, that there's going to be a very high level of enthusiasm from all the players.
Well, even just the word enthusiasm, the etymology, you know, represents like the God inside you bursting forth, the divinity inside you bursting forth. It's incredible. And Tchaikovsky 6, there's no piece like that to make that happen, right, Cricket?
I would agree. And I also, credit is very much due to our music director. Over the past year and a few months since Christo was officially named our music director at our June 2020 annual meeting, you know, we've gotten a lot of chances to hear about Christo's ideas, to learn from his leadership, especially to learn about a lot of, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of a lot of composers that we don't always get to hear. And I've been so excited about that aspect of Christo's leadership that until our first rehearsal of the season, I had forgotten what it was like the first time Christo took the podium with us for the Mahler 1 concert. We, in one rehearsal, sounded better than I think this orchestra ever has in 15 years. And that happened again at the first rehearsal. And I turned to my friend Jen, the other oboist in the Tchaikovsky with me, and I said, I'd forgotten how much better we sound with Christo at the baton. So that's I think the energy came from everyone in the room and very well directed and focused by our fearless leader over here.
Well, you're in show business, and one of the biggest factors in any kind of performance is enthusiasm.
Cricket, you have to say that to my fiance. But that's what a conductor is. Sure. You channel the energy. Literally, you conduct it.
Yeah.
And you make it possible for people to just be together. There's 100 souls in front of you, you know, all individually bringing their best and becoming a part of something that's so much larger than themselves.
And if you were not listening on the radio and able to watch on TV, you would see him moving his hands as he was just explaining that, just like a conductor would. All right, let's get to
all polite gestures.
The second piece of music, which I kidded be during the commercial break and said we're going to go to the dark side. That's not exactly what this is, but tell us about it.
So Dark Sky Soliloquy is a piece by a very dear friend of mine, rising composer Stephanie Ann Boyd, who's now based in Germany, but we went to college together at New England Conservatory in Boston. And it's extremely melodic music. It's the, you know, one of the difficult things with contemporary classical music is you can listen to it, rehearse it for months at a time, perform it, and then the next day, there is nothing from the piece that can really stick in your mind. It's not as memorable. And there's something about the way Stephanie composes lyrics and melodies that they just like live in your mind. You know, the Germans call it earworm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Earworm. And it takes a real talent to be able to do that. And Dark Sky Soliloquy is somewhere in between the Munkayo in terms of energy and excitement. And like you said, the dark side, the more serious, grave topic of death and sadness that the Tchaikovsky brings out.
All right. We'll listen to that then once
and
again.
And it's strings only. Sorry.
Strings only.
Yeah, yes.
So my kazoo would not fit in this.
Well, I could ask her to, to change it and add a kazoo part just for you.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we've been finding out what the orchestra has been up to, and Cricket has been telling us about not only the website, but lots of other information. And one of the things I know with any arts organization, Cricket, is that you can't do it just by ticket sales. And your ticket sales at $15 for general admission and $5 for seniors and students isn't going to go a long way in what it takes to put on a concert like you do. So you get the money from other places, right?
Absolutely, we do. And of course, we very happily accept donations from anyone who would like to support us. We have a donate link right there on our website at www.nabsco.org. And we also receive generous funding from a few different sources, including we especially want to thank RISCA, the Rhode Island State Council for the Arts, for their ongoing support. They've been really a wonderful source of support for us. And that especially helps us, you know, part of the reason our ticket sales are so low is, and part of the reason we keep community in our name, there is traditionally sort of an assumption about what a community orchestra is and sort of the sense of amateurism, which certainly we're all amateurs in the sense of doing it for the love of it. But also community to us means really connecting with our community, including our community, welcoming our community. And part of that, you know, the keeping our ticket prices low is one part of that. And so we really appreciate all sources of funding that help us take care of whatever we need to do, renting halls, renting music for especially some of the newer compositions and other costs that we have, and still keep our costs low to our audience. So again, many thanks to all of our funding sources for that.
Well, you're doing a great job. And Chris, it was nice to see you, what appears to be flourishing in this environment. And I can't wait to get to a concert and watch you do that.
As long as you bring your kazoo.
There we go. Okay. And I'll have it in my pocket. I won't mention it, but if you call me up there, you know.
Just be ready, that's all. But on the amateur point, too, just want to say there is a magic when you have a group of amateurs together, because the essence of the word amateur is love. And so in NABSCO, you have, I think the age range is something from 18 to 92 for our musicians. And you have people who are talented music professionals and teachers, doctors, physicians, lawyers, engineers, my goodness. And I always think there's this collective brain power in the room that everybody brings from their day jobs and their other parts of their lives. So. And then there's this heart from the music. And so we merge the mind and heart together. And when people do that in a very pure, intentional way, there's nothing that you can't accomplish.
That's amazing. All right. We have one piece of music to go out with, which you referred to earlier. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, his last symphony, is
the final.
He referred to it as the best thing that he ever composed, multiple times in 30 different letters to friends. And if I can just read a quote of his when he started sketching the symphony, he says, "The ultimate essence of the symphony is life. The first part, all impulse, passion, confidence, thirst for activity, followed by death, the result of collapse. And the second part of that is love. The third is disappointment. And the fourth is dying away." And so much of what we've been going through this year is exactly that phase. And we all go through it in our personal lives. We go through it collectively as a community. But it's hard to put words to it, and that's what music is for. So come and enjoy some Tchaikovsky.
All right. The date is October 31st at McVinney Auditorium in Providence. 3:00 is the time. So support the orchestra. And you have one more thing to say, Christo.
Yes, the first movement of Tchaikovsky is what people are about to hear.
Okay, we just wanted to be clear on that. Yes. That you're not going to get the dying part.
No, we still need the support.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. Cricket, a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
And Christo, I look forward to your next visit.
Thank you so much.
Whoever you bring with you.
It's a joy to see you again, Mike.
Take care. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.